I am tired of all these streaming apps.
Oh my God, what's wrong now?
$10 a month, $20 a month, and if you get the no ads plan, it's suddenly triple.
Ugh, yeah, that hurts.
I just want to listen to music without worrying about costs. You know, shuffle it, hear surprises, pay less.
You can.
Wait, what?
This.
Oh wow, I forgot this song even existed. What app is this?
No app. That's 98.9 The Bull. That's called radio.
82 years before my first pawn shop. Yesterday, I had a new experience. At age 82, that does not happen very often. I pushed open the door of Rocky's Pawn Shop in Indio, California, and stepped inside. It was the first time in my life I had ever walked into a pawn shop. Pawn shops have been around forever. But somehow in all the cities I have lived in and all the travels I've made, I had never actually stepped inside of one. And I have to admit something right up front. I walked in carrying a whole set of assumptions about what pawn shops were like. And almost every one of those assumptions was wrong. There was, of course, a reason I walked in. I'm in the process of cleaning out a storage unit, which means rediscovering artifacts from many years of life. Among the items I found were two camcorders from about 40 years ago. At the time, they were the top-of-the-line equipment. Big, impressive machines that seemed almost miraculous when they first appeared. I wondered whether they might still have some value. So I carried them into Rocky's Pawn Shop to see if I might be able to sell them or perhaps put them on consignment. The answer came back quickly and politely. They were not interested at all. Apparently, 40-year-old camcorders fall into the category of technology that has been completely left behind. Unlike gold and silver, technology rarely becomes more valuable with age. Still, the visit served a useful purpose. It gave me the reason I needed to step inside a pawn shop for the first time in my life. So what images did I have in my head? Like many people, my understanding of pawn shops came mostly from movies, television, and a vague sense of how those places operated. In my mind, pawn shops were run-down little storefronts, dimly lit and cluttered, slightly shady operations. A place where people could hawk just about anything. Staffed by characters who looked like they stepped out of central casting. In other words, a place operating somewhere on the margins. I also assumed pawn shops were small, isolated operations. The financial equivalent of a corner convenience store. But when I walked into Rocky's, none of that matched what I saw. The first thing I noticed was how bright the place was. It looked far more like a jewelry store or an electronics retailer than anything else. Bright lighting, clean display cases, carefully organized merchandise, security systems that would make a bank comfortable. People were browsing the displays just like they would in any retail store. Inside the cases were items you might expect and some you might not. There was jewelry, watches, guitars, musical instruments, power tools, electronics, cameras, and a wide assortment of other valuables. Another surprise was that Rocky's was not some tiny one-off operation. They operate multiple locations across the Coachella Valley in California. Pawn shops, it turns out, are part of a much larger industry than I realized. In fact, there are more pawn shops in the United States than McDonald's restaurants. And roughly 30 million Americans use pawn shops each year. It is a financial system that quietly operates alongside banks and credit cards. One that many of us rarely notice. One thing that jumped out at me almost immediately, gold and silver were everywhere. In fact, it felt less like a pawn shop and more like a small vault of precious metals. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, coins, watches, chains. I would estimate that well over half of the items in display cases were made of gold or silver. At first, I wondered why this was. Then it made perfect sense. Gold and silver are easy to evaluate, easy to store, and easy to sell. Their value is widely known and constantly quoted in financial markets. For a pawn shop lending money against valuables, precious metals provide a kind of built-in security. In other words, gold and silver are not just jewelry. They are portable collateral. Another surprise, while I was looking around the display cases, I struck up a conversation with one of the staff members. I asked him who their customers were. His answer surprised me. Yes, some customers are individuals who need quick cash. But he told me that a surprising number of their customers are small business owners. From time to time, the business owner needs cash quickly, perhaps to meet payroll or cover some short-term expense. Instead of going through the lengthy process of getting a bank loan or running up high-interest credit card balances, they come into the pawn shop with valuable items, often gold or silver, and use them as collateral for a short-term loan. And many of these loans last only a few weeks. Once sales come in, the business owner returns, repays the loan, and retrieves the items. The cost? About 3% for the first month. Much higher after that. In that moment, I realized something I had never considered. Pawn shops are not just places where people sell valuables. They're also part of the short-term credit system that quietly helps some small businesses manage cash flow. And then, standing there, looking at all those display cases, another thought occurred to me. Every single item in those cases once belonged to someone, and every one of them has a story. Someone brought in that ring. Someone brought in that watch. Someone brought in that guitar. Maybe someone needed quick cash. Maybe a small business owner needed a temporary loan. Maybe someone simply decided to sell something they no longer needed. Pawn shops sit in an interesting corner of our economic system, somewhere between traditional banking and the everyday realities of life when money runs short. Interestingly, pawn lending actually began in medieval Europe as a charitable service, when Franciscan monks created institutions that offered small loans against personal items to help the poor avoid predatory lenders. And the traditional symbol of pawn shops, which is three gold balls hanging outside the door, traces back centuries to Renaissance banking families in Italy. So walking into Rocky's pawn shop reminded me of something simple. We all carry assumptions about parts of the world we have never actually experienced. For me, pawn shops were one of those things. It took 82 years before I finally stepped inside of one. And when I did, I discovered something very different from the picture I had been carrying around in my head for decades. Cleaner, more professional, more interesting, and part of an economic system quietly helping people, and sometimes even small businesses, bridge short periods when cash is tight. It was a good reminder of something I keep learning. The world almost always looks different once you step inside. Even at 82, that discovery still feels pretty good. Apparently, there are still a few firsts left in life.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.